This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report for Monday, the 3rd of August. I'm Audrey Tinlin. President Barack Obama has unveiled what he called the biggest, most important step we've ever taken in tackling climate change. The aim of the Clean Power Plan is to cut greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. power stations by nearly a third within 15 years. Announcing the proposals at the White House today, Mr. Obama addressed critics of the plan.
They will claim that this plan will cost you money, even though this plan, the analysis shows, will ultimately save the average American nearly $85 a year on their energy bills. They'll claim we need to slash our investments in clean energy. It's a waste of money, even though they're happy to spend billions of dollars a year in subsidizing oil companies. They'll claim this plan will kill jobs, even though our transition to a cleaner energy economy has the solar industry, to just name one example, creating jobs 10 times faster than the rest of the economy.
The measures will place significant emphasis on wind and solar power and other renewable energy sources, but it won't be easy getting the plan to work. Opponents in the energy industry have vowed to fight it. Coal-fired power plants currently provide one-third of the U.S. energy supply. Luke Popovich from the National Mining Association says President Obama's plan will be costly for consumers and ultimately won't work.
He's being somewhat loose with the truth here. He is not giving states carte blanche to reduce CO2 emissions as they wish and to a level that they feel is consistent with their economic growth. He is telling them a target that they have to meet, and he has removed in this final rule the most efficient and least costly way for them to reach that target, which is to require states to tell households and businesses to reduce their electricity use. And in this final rule, EPA's lawyers decided that that was illegal. So the president has had to remove that very efficient way to achieve this goal. And instead, he substituted much more costly ways. For example, forcing states to use more renewable fuels, which may sound fine. The problem with that is you have to build out transmission lines, and these are fuels that are heavily subsidized here in the United States, so the cost will be passed on to consumers.
But what the administration, as it is at the moment, is concerned about most of all is that it wants to bring down CO2 pollution. And what you're saying is it's better to look at the amount that's actually used. But if consumers are using less energy, that's going to have cost implications too, isn't it? Because the industry's not going to be able to sell them so much.
This rule will not achieve anything like meaningful CO2 emissions reductions. And that's simply because the United States isn't a major emitter, not compared to the emissions that are typically being sent into the atmosphere by developing countries in Southeast Asia. And, of course, EPA has no writ over China and India. So he wants to go to Paris and claim that somehow he's going to be able to reduce our emissions by almost a third without using the most efficient ways to do that.
So how difficult will it be to make sure that the Clean Power Plant delivers the CO2 reductions President Obama wants to see? Anne Kelly is from the non-profit group Ceres that campaigns for businesses to be more sustainable and to reduce carbon emissions.
It's a major challenge, but we have lots of positive indicators pointing in the right direction. And many of the states, a huge number of the states in the U.S. are already well on track to meet their 2020 benchmarks. Many, many states that have been ensconced in coal, like Kentucky. And we also have a huge number of private companies that have made it their business to set public renewable energy goals and carbon mitigation goals. They've been very public about that. So collectively, the market signals are moving in the right direction, and coal has been on the downhill in the U.S. for decades, as the president just noted. So it's really just continuing the trend toward a transition to a clean energy economy.
But there is a very powerful coal lobby. It still does supply a large number of jobs in the U.S., and the coal lobby says that this is basically a war on coal and that it will kill jobs, and not only that, they say it will raise energy prices for the consumer.
Yes, and those things just aren't true. You know, there will be a job transition for sure, and the U.S. has managed other job transitions and retraining programs, and the That will have to happen in this case as well. But remember that the coal industry was already losing jobs over the last several years, and so this transition was already taking place. The solar industry this past year added more jobs to the economy than any other sector. So you're seeing the transition to clean energy employment, and the Clean Power Plan will simply spur that transition and make things happen faster.
And President Obama has set an overall target for the U.S. wanting to cut emissions by a third in 15 years, but it's going to happen on a state-by-state basis, isn't it, with states having to take responsibility for their own emissions. Is that going to be difficult to police to make sure every single state is reaching its target?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, the history of the Clean Air Act in the U.S., the Clean Air Act is 45 years old, and we have regulated many pollutants over those years very, very successfully. And states have always had to do state implementation plans, and they've always had to comply with limits on a variety of pollutants. So this isn't really very different from what we have done very successfully over the years. We've been able to monitor the progress of states across the country, and that's why we have the air quality that we have at this point. So we have a lot of experience when it comes to regulating pollutants under the Clean Air Act, which has really been a job generator, a revenue generator, and it's also what we call technology forcing. So it really forces innovation on the pollution control front, and really carbon should be no different.
And that was Ann Kelly, Senior Program Director at the Environment Group Ceres. Stocks in the U.S. moved lower today, but it wasn't the companies most closely linked to power generation that were affected, despite the announcements from the White House. Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments says utilities companies were not the worst affected in Monday's trading.
No, the exact opposite today. That was quite curious, that the utility sector, which of course contains all those companies that are most directly impacted, was actually the best performer on the day. There were a couple of other sectors that popped into the positives, but it was up about 0.4% on a day that the overall market was down about 0.4%.
And what's behind that, do you think?
It's hard to say. I think perhaps people are a little bit uncertain, because utilities also are an area of the market where people flock to in times of uncertainty. I think it also could be that, given the success that various groups have had in fighting back against some of these regulations in court, that they don't expect that the regulations will actually be implemented in this form, that whatever regulations survive and such will be watered down to a degree. Any number of things that could be playing into it.
Peter Jankowskis there. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5% at 17,598.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.